Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Giants and Cubs coming up here from beautiful Mesa, joined by Gordon Whitmire, who is a beat writer for the Chicago Sun-Times, watches the Cubs. You got to be pretty excited.
This team is a great story this year, really, no matter what happens, if you think about it. I mean, coming off of that season last year that nobody expected, 97 wins, get to the NLCS, and then they add a lot in the offseason, so expectations are sky high, like they haven't been in a decade at least, maybe a couple, and some interesting characters on the team.
All right, Gordon Whitmire with us. Gordy, it all starts with starting pitching, and I know we had you on last year, question about the starting pitching, and we didn't know how good it would be, how good Arrieta would be. How does the starting pitching match up? Because that's going to be the story of a season.
The story of that starting pitching is going to be health. Health and age. Arrieta pitched by about 50 innings, maybe 60 innings, a career high last year. How that affects him this year is the jury's out. Now, that said, he's had a really strong spring so far, so I don't foresee any problems per se. But the guy never threw 200 innings before last year, never mind 250. So there's that, and then you've got John Lackey, the guy they added. He's going to turn 38 in October. They hope he's going to turn 38 during a playoff run. But as we all know, you know, the shelf lives are short in baseball, and where his begins to get short, we don't know. So we've got that. Lester's got problems fielding his position, throwing to first, things like that, and then now we find out in a book by the really great baseball writer Jeff Passan, that he's also got a bone chip in that elbow. So it's fine now. It's been fine for years, but you know it's fine until it's not fine with those kinds of things. So really, it's held. But beyond that, you drop off a little bit. If one of the key guys gets hurt, that's a big loss and a big blow.
Boy, that's the story of baseball today. You got to have health and a little bit of baseball luck. Bullpen-wise, you know, and Trevor Cahill, guy, we know him out here in the Bay Area so much, and Joe Maddon says he's sort of like a Ben Zobrist of the pitching staff. How does the bullpen shape up?
I think it's a really interesting bullpen. It's a very unique bullpen because you've got four starting pitchers in that bullpen, two left, two right. One of them's an all-star, a former all-star in Cahill. I think three of them at least have thrown 200 innings in a season, and these guys are bullpen guys. Well, what it did, they had three of these guys last year of their seven or eight, depending on what time of the season it was. And what it did was Joe tended to have a pretty quick hook with some of the guys at the end of his rotation, so he could get away with that. He could get away with that or a guy getting hit real hard, and for maybe two, it could happen twice in a row, and you could still, if you pulled that guy quick enough, could be competitive in that game if your hitters could get you back into the game, because you've got these guys that can throw two, maybe three innings each. And now they've got four of those guys, and they're versatile. Like you say, Cahill is called the Ben Zobrist of the pitching staff by Joe, and he intends to use him like that. Matchups, long relief, and maybe even closing a game or two. So it's really, as much as bullpens have become headlines these days in baseball, this one probably takes it a step further in uniqueness.
Boy, very interesting. Nice to have you with us here. All right, the offense, and I look at that little park and I watch these guys swing the bat, and boy, the ball just travels when they hit it there. I don't know, this may be one of the better Cub offensive teams in years.
It really depends on how some of these rookies from last year develop this year. Jorge Soler is an interesting guy. He doesn't really play a position very well, and on top of that, you can pitch to him. When he connects, it can be spectacular, but he also misses a lot. People tend to forget that for all of his heroics last year, Chris Bryant struck out 199 times, so that's an issue too. Addison Russell is a work in progress. So these young hitters, Schwarber too. Schwarber tailed off at the end in terms of his consistency, although we saw the power, especially in the playoffs. But these guys are going to have to continue to make adjustments. The jury's out on what they can do this year, whether they can step up and improve on what they did last year. Rizzo's solid. You got Hayward in there, who took the best bats I saw in that Cardinals series against the Cubs last October. And you had Ben Zobrist, who he's getting up there in years, but he does so many things well that he he's an asset, even if he's not quite what he was, say, 2-3 years ago. So it's really interesting. It's deeper now, and you've got some depth to work with in terms of guys that are going to wind up being on your bench.
Wow, boy, great to see you. You know, I was conceding. I thought the World Series is coming to Wrigley, and all of a sudden I'm realizing you do have to play the games, and on paper is one thing, but then to get out and do it is another thing, and it all starts with the things you've talked about. Enthusiasm around Chicago, though, it must be sky high.
Of course, and it is. Every year the Cubs look even halfway decent, it gets that way. But this might be a little higher than even some of those really high years. When you consider how much Joe Madden is beloved after just 1 year in town, how much Theo Epstein is revered in four plus years into this thing, and then when you look at some of the young star power they've got that people are really taking to. So people believe that this is the year. There's that impression out there, but they also believe that this is one of many years in a row where they're going to at least be knocking on that door and making a run at things. And a lot of people out there are assuming that, I know this is an even year, but they're coming after the Giants.
I know we're in Arizona. Florida has the Pirates and the Cardinals. Of either of those teams scare you?
The Cardinals, you can never count out. I don't think the Pirates are probably as deep, and they never really are deep, but they've had some really nice young players that go very deep in a pitching staff, and the bullpen in particular. They might not have quite that this year, but Garrett Cole's going to be that much better, and some other guys. They're going to be good, but the Cardinals always seem to find a way, and I know those are some grizzled guys over there, but they've been there and done it so many times, and they tend to... They're a team that is on the one hand really workmanlike and also seems to play with a chip on its shoulder at the time. They play some hard baseball over there, so nobody around here is counting the Cardinals out.
All right, great to see you at the ballpark as always. We'll catch up with you during the season. Gordon Whitmire, Chicago Sun-Times, longtime baseball writer. I was ready to put my money down on the Cubs. Not so fast. Okay, I like talking to you. Thanks, Gordy.
All right, thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.